Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the very last daf in the Gemara in Eruvin. We'll begin on Daf Kuf Dalud Amud Beis. Today's daf is officially Kuf Hei, which is a very short daf. Today we're learning Lili Nishmas Jason Botnick, all of a Shalom. Jason Matthew Botnick, Matisyo Yaakov Ben Shmaryo V'Gittel Rivka. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah. And we begin, we learned the Mishnah yesterday on Kuf Dalud Amud Beis. We'll just chazard over very, very quickly. He said that if you found a sheretz inside the Beis HaMikdash, so there was a machlokis between Rav Yochanan ben Broka and Rav Yehuda as to how you should remove it. Sheretz is not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and Rav Yochanan ben Broka had said that it would be preferable to go and make something tame, like the avnet, like the belt of the coin, even though it's going to be metame by touching the sheretz, but you'll be able to quickly remove the sheretz. You won't be metame the person. As we explained yesterday, the person can only be metame from touching the av hatuma and not from touching a rishon, and he won't touch the sheretz. He'll only touch the hemnuye, the avnate, his belt, but that can't make him tame. And this way we can quickly get the sheretz out of the Beis HaMikdash area. As opposed to Rav Yehuda said, no, we don't want to increase tum in the world, so we don't want him to use his belt, which will become tame, but go and find a tongue that is made out of a pshute kliyetz, which can't accept tumma, and remove the sheretz with these tongues. And that was a machlokis as to which is preferable, to delay in bringing out the tumma, that was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, in order to not be matami something, versus Rav Yochanan ben Broka, the Tanakama, who said, no, better to get it quickly out of there, even though you're now being matami something, but it's better to get rid of the tumma faster. And then we had a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Nanis and Rabbi Akiva as to which areas of the Beis HaMikdash was the sheretz not allowed to be in, that you'd be allowed to take it out on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon ben Nanis had said, if it was in the Heichel itself, or in the Ulam, or in the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, you had to go and take the sheretz out even on Shabbos. But if it was in the rest of the Azara, and certainly any place else in the Har Bais, you just covered it up with a psachdar. You covered it up with some sort of a pot. And Rabbi Akiva extended the area to the entire area of the Azara that you had to take it out. But if it was any place else, then you covered it up with a pot. And then finally, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon taught us that sometimes the rabbis gave you a leniency. It really wasn't that they gave you leniency, it's just that they established the din the way it originally was, that there's only an issa d'oraisa in certain situations, but not in others, but sometimes they created an issa d'rabbanan. So when they said that this issa d'rabbanan does imply, they're really giving back to you what the original halachic status was, and the Gemara will explain this. So that's a quick outside chazara of the Mishnah from yesterday. So we pick up in the middle of the daf, Kuf Dalet Omid Beis, right at the start of the Gemara. And we start off with Amar Rav Tavi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Rav Tavi Bar Kisna said in the name of Shmuel, Hamachnis Timei Sheretz Lemikdosh Chayev. Rashi explains, as this is talking about, Hamachnis Kli Shinitmo B'Sheretz. If you were to go and intentionally bring a vessel that had become tummy from touching a sheretz, again, Adam and Kalim can become tummy from touching a sheretz, so if you bring inside the Beis HaMikdash a utensil, a Kli, that had become tummy from a sheretz, and you brought it into the Beis HaMikdash area, you would be Chayev. As Rashi says, you're either Chayev Chatas if you did this by accident, or you'd actually be Chayev Kares, because there is a halacha, ki es mikdash Hashem time. You're not allowed to go and be metame the Beis HaMikdash. And if you go bring in something tame into the Beis HaMikdash, and you do it on purpose, you'd be chayiv kares. However, if you look in the Vilna Gaon, the Hagos, Hagra, he brings out that this is a mistake in Rashi, and that it actually should say chayiv malkus. And in fact, Rashi himself says that elsewhere, and so does the Ravid, because it says beferish that if you go and bring something inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's tame, you only chayev malkus. So this is a printer's error in Rashi. The Mora continues, however, telling us the name of Tavi Bar Kisna Omer Shmuel, that if you actually brought the sheretz inside, sheretz atzmo, you would actually be potter. So it's actually worse to bring in the kli that was metame by the sheretz, as opposed to the sheretz itself, which you shouldn't bring it in there, but you're not over in Issa Daraisa. My time, how come? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Me zohar ad nekeva tishalechu. The Pasuk tells us that either a man or a woman, you're not allowed to have inside the Azara, and you have to send them out from the Machane. And we darshin him from that. Mi sheish lo tahara b'mikvah, only a person, a man or a woman, that can get their tahara in a mikvah, they're not allowed to go inside to the Beis HaMikdash when they're tamei. But that implies Yotzo Sheretz, a Sheretz paradoxically can go inside Shein Lo Tara, because the Sheretz doesn't have Tumah and Tara. You can't be Metame a Sheretz. And that's the explanation here why, somewhat paradoxically, if you bring the Kli that's Tumah from the Sheretz inside, you're Chayiv, but if you bring the Sheretz itself inside, you're actually not. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is right. Lema Masayile, we can bring a raya to support what the Amoru of Tavi Bar Kisna said in the name of Shmuel, because the Hid Darshans in this price of the Pasuk, Mizocharad Nechi Keva Tishalechu, this Pasuk that we just said, it's Prat L'Kli Cheres. The Brisa says exactly this drasha. This comes to exclude over here a Kli Cheres. In other words, if you bring a Kli Cheres inside to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not over in Issa Daraisa, Divri Yossi Glili. And why is that? My timer. Why did Yossi Glili say this? Isn't it because La Mishum the less lay Tahara b'mikvah? Isn't it the exact same reasoning? Just like we said, the Sheretz isn't able to become Tar in a mikvah, only a Zohar in a Keva, so too a Kli Cheres, when it becomes Tomei, the only way to make it tar is to break it. You can't go put it in a mikvah. Kli Cheres can't be matar in a mikvah. So la bishum de les le tar b'mikvah isn't the Kli Cheres like the Sheretz, that neither of them can get tar b'mikvah, and therefore this is lema mesayle, this is brisa, seems to be exactly in accord with Tavi Bar Kisna said the name of Shmuel. Gemara says, not necessarily so. Lo, that's incorrect. Mi shenas avatuma, only something which can be an avatuma. For example, a man or a woman, since they can be an avatuma, so they're not allowed to go inside the mikdash. There's an issa of mikdash v'kardoshav. As opposed to yotzu klicheres, shenu nasa avatuma. As opposed to klicheres, they can't become an avatuma. But this doesn't tell us anything about a sheretz. And in fact, it could be a tiyufta to what Rav Tavi Bar Kisna Omer Shmuel said. Because in fact, it may be that you're, in fact, not allowed to bring a sheretz inside because it's an avatuma. And therefore, that would be not only a lema masayle, but it would actually be a kasha. Where it says now that this machlokus that we had in the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah between Yochanan and Baruch, who says it's preferable to go and take the tumah out as fast as possible, even though you're causing additional tumah to the Abnate, rather than Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, better that you delay in taking the tumah out, but don't cause something else to become tummy, so take your time to find this pshute kliyetz tang. So this machlokus in our Mishnah, the Gemara wants to say, is lemo ketanoi. This parallels a machlokus as well, in the following scenario, where it says, Sheretz shenimtsu b'mikdash, if you have a Sheretz inside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Raisa says, Kohen Mosio b'hem yano, that the Kohen should go and take it out with his belt, with his abnate, b'hem yano. However, Shalom l'shalas is a tumma, because you don't want to go and keep the tumma any longer there than possible. Divrei Yochanan Broka. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer, Bitzvas shall eitz motzio. You go find these tongs that are made of pshute kliyetz, so they can't be makabel tuma, and you take the sheretz out with that. Shalol rabbis is a tuma. Now, my lab b'hokam ivligi. Now, isn't this machlokis in our Mishnah exactly the following? Demand the Omer shalol shaos, according to the opinion of Rav Yochanan Broka, who said that we don't want to keep tuma 1 second longer than necessary in the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're going to be metame the Avnade, hem niyano, it's still worthwhile. So he must hold ksavra machli sheretz l'mikdash is chayiv. He holds over here that if you were to bring a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, you'd be chayiv, because he says you're not allowed to leave the sheretz over there. You got to get it out as fast as possible. Oman the Amish Shalola Rabos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says no, we don't want to make the hem naso or the Avnade to be tame. Better that the tumah stays over there until we can find a tzeves that is not makabel tumah to take it out. Kesavar, this opinion of Rav Yehuda holds, hamach the sheretz l'mikdash is pater. There is no chiyuv over here. So let us align the machlokis that we just brought down in regards to can you or can you not bring your sheretz inside the Beis HaMikdash? Are you chayiv or not? If you do, let us align it with this machlokis between Rav Yochanan Broka and Rav Yehuda. So where it says, not necessarily so. Lo. In fact, Lekuli Almo Chayiv. In fact, both Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka and Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's awesome to bring sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, and you'd be over in Issa D'Oraisa if you did so. Then what are they arguing about? And they're arguing just over the following principle. Mar Sova, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shihui Tumma Odif. It is much more preferable to delay bringing out the Tumma and not make something else Tomei, like the Avnate, than to make something Tomei and rush it out. Whereas the first opinion, Rav Yochanan Broka, he holds Marasavar Apushe Tum Odev. If you have no choice over here, so it's better that you make something else Tomei, but get it out of there as fast as possible. Delaying Tumma is worse than making something else Tomei. So Mar says, okay, let us say, let us say the Shmuel statement that we made, Rav Tavi Bar Kisna Omer Shmuel, that it is only Osir to bring something that's tomei from the sheretz inside the Beis HaMikdash, but the sheretz itself is not. Let us say that this is also a machlokas tanoim, like the following tanoim, that's not our Mishnah. So we have the machlokas between Rav Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva. where are the areas where you're allowed to and not allowed to have a sheretz? So Rabbi Shimon ben Anas had said that from the Heichal itself, the Ulam, and between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, that's it. The rest of the Azara and every place else on the Har Habayis, you're allowed to have Tumah there. So the Gemara says, "My lab b'halkam iflegi." Maybe that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Kiva are arguing about. The Rabbi Shimon ben Anas holds the man the Omar me Azara lo, who says that you're only allowed to remove the sheretz if it's between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, but not from the rest of the Azara, Kesavar, Hamach, the sheretz, the Mikdash is Pater. He must hold that it's not so terrible if there's a sheretz inside, you're not chayiv, because you're bringing it into the area where you're not mechuyev to take it out. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva, Umat, the Yom Mikul Azara, the entire Azara is not allowed to have a sheretz in it, so he holds Kesavar chayiv. If you bring a sheretz in, you're chayiv, because you're not allowed to have a sheretz in there. So let us say that this is what they're arguing about, and we turn to the final daf in all of Masechtas Erevin, daf Kufei Yom and Aleph. Rav Yochanan says, not necessarily so. As Rashi explains, Rav Yochanan, Le'inyan Iule, in regards to bringing in a sheretz, Kuliyama, both opinions hold, Hamach the sheretz is chayiv. That both opinions hold that you're not allowed to bring a sheretz inside. Both the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva. That's the way Rashi understands this. If you bring a sheretz inside, you're chayiv. Le'inyan Lahotzi, it's only in taking the sheretz out. Hanimtza bi'azara b'Shabbos, Behai kroi pligi. That they have psukim to say whether the azara, the rest of the azara from the mizbeach to the shar niknar, the outer part of the outer half of the azara, as opposed to the inner half of the azara, which everybody agrees you're not allowed to have a sheretz in. So that's what they're arguing about. But they all agree that you're not allowed to bring a sheretz inside. That's the way Rashi understands it. Tosa says no. Tosa says that in fact, at the end of the Tosi, he says uplige bein b'machnis bein b'motzi. That Rav Shimon ben Anas and Rav Akiva argue both for taking it out, but also for bringing it in. And therefore, they each argue on the following psukim, they each use the following pasuk to support their shita. What is this pasuk? So Rav Yochanan tells us, Ushneya mikra echa darshu, that both of them, both of these Tanoim, Rav Shimon ben Anas and Rav Akiva, both darshened out their din from the same pasuk. And the pasuk says, from Divrei Hayom, Vayavo ha-konim lifpnima beis Hashem letar. The Kohanim came inside the Beis Hashem, into the Beis HaMikdash area, to become tar. And they took out all the things that were defiling it there, all the things that were tamei in the Heichal Hashem. They brought them out to the chotzer of the Beis Hashem. And the Kohanim who took it out then gave it over to the Levim, and the Levim took it outside to Nachal Kidron. Now, what's going on over here? The Kohanim took out the Tumah to a certain point, and then the Levim took it over afterwards. So, according to this, Mar Sovar Midishtani Be'azara Be'Levim, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, who holds that there's a difference in the different parts of the Azara in terms of the Halacha. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is one Halacha, and between the Mizbeach and Shar Niknar, on the other side, there's another Halacha. So Rabbi Shimon ben Anas holds, Mar Sovar Midishtani Be'azara Be'Levim, since the Kohanim in this Pasuk from Divrei Hayamim had to switch over and give it to the Levim, Tumah ba'azara leka. It must be that having Tumah inside that outer half of the Azara, from the Mizbeach to Shar Niknar, is not such a terrible thing. And therefore, we don't require the Kohen to go bring it out from there, but let him switch it over to the Levi, because it's not such a high level of Tumah. Exactly what Rav Shimon ben Anas says. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva, Mar Sovar, Ad Hecha de Loev Shor B'Levim, the Kohen only brought it to the place where the Kohen was allowed to only go. The Levim can't go between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And therefore, that's why the Kohanim brought it over there. But once it's in the Azara, it's, according to Rabbi Akiva, still a terrible thing, but now the Levim can go there. And therefore, the rest of the Azara is also Tomei, and now they bring a sheretz in there, and you have to take the sheretz out, according to Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, Umar Sovar Adhecha de Loef Shobel Levim, Mivke Kohanim, only to the point where the Levim can't go. That's where the Kohanim take it. But then afterwards, Hashtod, the Efshel Levim. Once the Levim allowed to take it, Sulo Mitame Kohanim. Better not to have the coin become Tame. If there's a choice between a coin becoming Tame and a Levi becoming Tame, it's far better for the Levi to become Tame, because the Kohen has to do the Avodah with Tara. A Levi doesn't have a Chiyav of being Tahar. Now the Gemara tells us a new Brisa. Tana Rabbanon, Hakol Nichnosim Beheichol. Everybody's allowed to go inside the Heichal if they're going there for the purposes of livnos, to go build. So a carpenter, some sort of a mason work or whatever it may be, going inside to fix things or to build things. So anybody, even if they're not a Kohen, is allowed to go inside the Heichal to go build or lisakin or to fix Ulahotzi has a tumah, or if Rechmona Litzlan, this tum inside there, can go and take it out. However, the Braisa says Umitzvah b'kohanim, but all things being equal, it would be preferable for a Kohen to do this rather than to have somebody else do this. No, im ein shom kohanim, but if there is no Kohen who's capable of doing this, so then nichnasim levim, then let a Levi go. And no, if there are no levim that can do this, ein shom levim, so then nichnasim yisraelim, even though under normal circumstances a Yisrael or a Levi is not allowed to go inside the heichal, but when push comes to shove, there is no choice. There are things that need to be done in terms of building or fixing or to take out tumah. So then the pecking order, the hierarchy, is a Kohen first, but if there's no Kohen, then a Levi. If there's no Levi, then a Yisrael can do it. So that's what the Braisa says. Now notice that the Braisa did not mention anything about what type of Kohen, what type of Levi, what type of Yisrael. So therefore, we're assuming the Edi, in all of these cases, whether it's the Kohen, whether it's the Levi or the Yisrael, Tahorin in, Tmei Lo. We're obviously talking about somebody who's Tar, but we're not talking about that a Tamei person can go inside. You only have a Tamei person going inside if there's zero Tahar people around. But if your choice is a Tamei Kohen versus a Tar Yisrael, so then the Tar Yisrael will take precedence. It's only if there's nobody that's tar, then can a tummy person go. So this Braisa tells us that always a tar person takes precedence, and when they're all tarim, a Kohen takes precedence over Levi, takes precedence over Yisrael. But a tar Yisrael will take precedence over any tummy Levi or Kohen. It's only if they're all tar or all tummy, then we go Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. But otherwise, it's a tar person over a Tamei person, and within the Tar category, it's Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, and within the Tamei category, it's also Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. That's the first Braisa. Then we have Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna brings a different Braisa. He says, Rav Kahana, Messiah Kohane. He says that Rav Kahana brought a Braisa that helps out the Kohanim. Now, it sounds like Rav Kahana is a Kohen. Certainly his name Kahana would sound like that. And therefore, he's bringing a self-supporting Braisa. He's bringing a Braisa which supports the rights of Kohanim. However, not everybody agrees with that. Some say that Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. And the only reason that we're using this over here, the Rav Huna said, Rav Kahana, Messiah Kohane, because it sounds like it's Kahana Kohani, but not that he's actually a Kohen. In any event, how did Rav Kahana support the Kohanim? Because it says in the Braisa, the Tani Rav Kahana taught the following in this Braisa, Mitol Shinemai, the Pasuk says, Ach el haparochas lo yavo, it says that you shouldn't come inside the Azara. If you're a Baal Mum, this is talking about Baal Mum, people who have a blemish, so that's what the Pasuk says, Ach el haparochas lo yavo, you're not allowed to go inside the parochas. So Yochalu, you Kohanim, Bali Mum, and Nichlasim, Bein Ulam, and Mizbeach, you might have thought that this means that a Kohen who's a Baal Mum is not allowed to go in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Lasus rikuye pachim, even though he's going to go and fix stuff over there, he's still not allowed to go do that. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, ach. So the Pasuk says, ach ala parochas lo yavo, and that ach comes to be mechalik. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So that's coming to teach us that even though under normal circumstances, a Kohen with a mum is not allowed to go in there, but if he has to go and do repairs, so then he is allowed to go in there. So therefore, according to this Braitza, mitzvah between. Ideally, a person who's not a Baal Mum should be the one to go and do these repairs. But, ain shom tmimim, if there is nobody who's not a Baal Mum, so then nichnas bali mum, so then you let a Baal Mum go. And mitzvah b'tahorim, and ideally a tar person should go, but ain shom tahorim, it's only if you don't have tahorim, then nichnasim tmeim. Now, this Braisa is only talking about a Kohen who's a Baal Mum, or a Kohen who's tar or tame. So they're the only ones that are allowed to go. Edi v'edi are talking about Kohanim. So only Kohanim in, a Kohen's allowed to go there, but Yisrael is not allowed to go there. And therefore, according to this Braisa, if you have a choice between a Kohen who is Tameh or a Kohen who is a Baal Mum, he would take precedence over a Yisrael who is neither of the two. Even a Yisrael who is Tar wouldn't take precedence over a Kohen Baal Mum or a Kohen who is Tameh. So this is different. The second Braisa is different than the first Braisa. Gemara says, Yibailu, they ask in the base medrash, Tamei u'Baal Mum. What happens if the choices are between a person who's Tamei, a Kohen who's Tamei? According to the second Braisa, if you have it, you must do it with a Kohen. So which Kohen takes precedence? Is it obviously a Tar Kohen would take precedence? But now your next choice is a Tamei Kohen or a Baal Mum Kohen. Who should take precedence? Eizo mehem nichnas. Who should be the one that we let in to go do the repairs? Obviously, neither one can do the avoda. But when you have no choice and somebody has to do the repairs, so which of the two is preferable? There isn't a Tar Kohen. You only have a Tamei Kohen or a Baal Mum Kohen. So Eza Mehem Nichlas, who should take precedence? This is Machlokis. Reb Chiya Barashi Yom Rav. Reb Chiya Barashi says to him, Rav, that it's preferable to have the Tomei Nichlas, have the Tomei Kohen go inside. Why? Because Doha Ishtare Bavodas Tzibur. Because under certain circumstances, a Tomei Kohen is allowed to do the Avoda. If the majority of the Kohanim are Tomei, so then you are allowed to have a Tomei Kohen do the Avoda. So therefore, under certain circumstances, even a Tomei Kohen can do this. So therefore, a Tomei Kohen would be the next in the hierarchy. If you don't have a Tar Kohen, so take a Tomei Kohen, rather than a Baal Mum, because the Baal Mum is never allowed to do the Avoda. That's the first opinion. That's Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, no, preferable if you only have a Tomei Kohen or a Baal Mum Kohen, Baal Mum Nichnas. Better to have the Baal Mum go and do the repairs. Why? Because while a Baal Mum can never do the Avoda, Deha ishtare ba'achilas kachim. A Baal Mum at least is allowed to eat kachim. He can't do the avoda, but he can eat kachim. Whereas a Tomei Kohen is not supposed to do the avoda, and he's not allowed to eat kachim. So therefore, the Baal Mum Kohen is a higher level, if you wish, than the Tomei Kohen. So there's two perspectives to look at it. Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav says that it's preferable to have the Tomei Kohen going because under certain circumstances, the Tomei Kohen can do the avoda. Whereas Rav Elaza says, no, it's preferable to have the Baal Mum go because at least the Baal Mum can eat kachim and the Tomei Kohen can never eat kachim. Now we get to the final statement of our Mishnah, which is really the final statement in the Masechta. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon tells us that under certain circumstances when the rabbis gave you a leniency, it's not that they made a leniency, they just were returning to you the leniency that was there all the time. So what exactly is this talking about? Rabbi Shimon Hechakoi, what is Rabbi Shimon talking about? So Gemara says, Hasukoi, this is what he's talking about, the following that we had learned previously earlier in the Masechta. Ditnan, what said earlier in the Masechta, we were talking about Erev Tchumim. If somebody didn't realize that it was getting dark and suddenly it became Shabbos and he's outside the Tchum, how far outside he is he? So the Mishnah there said, Afilu Amma Achas, even if it was only one Amma outside the Tchum, Tchum is 2,000 Ammas, he said 2,001 Ammas. So the Tanakhama there said, Lo Yikanes, that's it. All he has is his Dalit Amos plus 2,000, but he can't go inside the Tchum from where his house is because he's one Amma away. Lo Yikanes, he's not considered as living within that Tchum. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Chomesh Esri Amos Yikanes. Even if he's within 15 feet of his original focal point from his house, he's allowed to go back in there, and then he's considered as his focal point is within his house. Why? Lefi Shein HaMishuchos Mematzin Es Hamidos. Because he says that the people that drew up the lines of the Tchum weren't exact. And when they draw the line to over here and say, this is 2,000 Amos, there's a certain slack that's involved. They actually are going to be short by 15 Amma. We actually had discussed early in the Masechta and Dafdun Beis how that's exactly so, because the person's holding on to the rope, and the rope takes up a certain amount of space that we don't count. So therefore, you actually have an extra 15 Amos that you're short, and therefore, the Tchum is really only 1,985 Amos from the house, and therefore, as long as you're within 15 feet of the border, you still can go back inside, because you never really left the Tchum. And this is Mimnei HaTohim. This is what the mistakes that were made in measuring out this 2,000 Amos. It really only measured out 1,985 Amos. The Karma Tanakama, Lo Yikanes, that which the Tanakama said, you're not allowed to go inside. So, Ba'amalei Rabbi Shimon Yikanes. And on this, Rabbi Shimon said you can go inside. And that's what Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah means, that we're giving you back what's yours. It looks like you're not allowed to go back inside, but if you really look at it, you were allowed to go back inside, and therefore you're getting back, when the rabbis are leaning here, you're getting back what really was yours. Then we said in the Mishnah, Shlo Yitir Loch El Mishum Shvus, that under certain circumstances, the rabbis didn't institute their rabbinical prohibitions, Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh, but we can't say Ein Daraisa B'Mikdosh unless the Torah B'Feirish tells us you have to bring a carbon, you have to do this at a set time, so then you're even able to go and do a Daraisa. But otherwise, all that we have in the Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh concept is certain rabbinical prohibitions don't apply. Hechikoi, to what exactly is Rabbi Shimon talking about? So the Gemara says, Hasum Koi, he's talking about the following halacha that we learned. The Kamar Tanakama Koshra. We're dealing here with a stringed instrument, like let's say a harp or a lyre, that got broken. So he said that the Tanakama, we just had this the other day, on Daf Kuf Gimel, where we said, the Tanakama said that you're allowed to go and make a knot. You can do a regular knot to tie it if the string ripped on Shabbos. The only Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon had said, Onvo, you're only allowed to make a bow. You're not allowed to make a regular knot. because making a regular knot, that's an Issa Deraisa. And Rabbi Shimon holds it. You're only allowed to do Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, but Issa Deraisa applies in the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, Aniva Delo Osi L'Dechiv Chatos Shorli Rabbanon. Since there is no way, if you tie a bow, that it can lead to an Issa Deraisa, according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's not a Melacha to go tie a bow. It's not an Issa Deraisa to go tie a bow. So therefore, the rabbi is allowed you to go tie a bow. And that's why the rabbis didn't make such a stringency in the Beis HaMikdash, because worst case scenarios, you're not going to be over Nisa Deraisa. However, Kishira, a knot, the Osili Dechiv Chattas, which could lead to a Chiv of Chattas, so therefore, Lo Sharle Rabbanon, the rabbis did not let you go and do this. Because if we allow you to go and tie this, it could lead to becoming over in Nisa Deraisa. Rashi says, B'Medina Gazro Hashem Yikshor Keshish Kayama. In the Medina, they said that you may come to go and tie a permanent knot, so therefore, in the Medina, you're not allowed to go and do this. Kishiro, the Asi Lechiv Chatas, Lo Sharli Rabbanon. They didn't allow you to do this. So again, the point is, an Aniva, which cannot lead to an Issa Deraisa, so they let you do that in the Beis HaMikdash. But Kishira, which could lead to an Issa Deraisa, if you were to tie it off permanently, then it would be an Issa Deraisa, so they didn't even let you do a Kesher that wasn't Shal Kayama in the Beis HaMikdash. So here's an example where the Shvus is restricted in the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to the Aniva, which can never lead to an Issa Deraisa, that they didn't restrict at all in the Beis HaMikdash, even though you made it Aniva Shel Kayama. With this, we conclude the 10th parak of Erevin and Maseches Erevin. Hadron Lecha Motzi Tfilin, Uslika Lo Maseches Erevin. Hadron Lecha Hamotzi Tfilin, Uslika Lo Maseches Erevin. Hadron Lecha Motzi Tfilin, Uslika Lo Maseches Erevin. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to reach this wonderful milestone. And Yezus Hashem, tomorrow we start Maseches Psochim, a beautiful Masechta. And again, as I mentioned, for those that are interested, I'm giving the share, the regular share here, that you can listen to on YU Torah, and listen as we always do, or if for those that might be interested, for those that want a live share, I will actually be giving the first daf in Psachim again this coming Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, it's November 22nd in the secular calendar, at 8 p.m. in the evening in the Leon Meir Beis Medrash at the Young Israel of Woodmere. For those that would like to see it live but not be there in person, it will also be available via Zoom. The meeting ID is 980-3243-6809. The password is summer2020. If you want to, you can just listen on the phone, 929-205-6099. So I wish everybody a tremendous Yasher Koyach. I'm finishing this very difficult Maseches Erevin, and Mirtz Hashem, the Haschala of Maseches Psochim. Mirtz Hashem, we shall be zocher to finish Psochim and many, many other Maseches together. Have a great day.